Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry McQuaig. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McQuaig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuaig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuaig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Strange reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Markham moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry McQuaig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuaig is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuaig strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 0 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Garms reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. McQuaig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garms scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry McQuaig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuaig is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuaig takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. McQuaig goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Clift. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. McQuaig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Pepper moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a line drive into left field. McQuaig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-2 in the game. Markham hits a line drive towards short. Strange reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuaig. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Grover Hartley now catching. Jerry McQuaig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuaig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuaig strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Hartley and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman is walked intentionally. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Coleman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.